pod moth.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to My Crunchy Podcast. It's me, your host, Eddie. And today, I have a very special guest with me. His name is Aaron from the Aaron the Bland Podcast. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Thank you for having me on your pod. I know you were on mine last week, but happy to join yours. Yeah,
Me and Aaron did a collaboration. This is part two of the collaboration, and today on the podcast we are going to be doing something very different than what I normally do. We're going to be reviewing scary movies,
which are my favorite topic.
His favorite topic. That's actually how I found Aaron. Like I found your podcast, and I'm like, oh, he's really invested in this kind of shit. I'm like, I want to do something like a collaboration with him.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to get a little bit of taste of what this our vibe is for these kind of podcasts, you guys can go check out the one that we did last week on Halloween Kills, our thoughts and opinions and our controversial yet brave commentary.
Definitely.
Movie.
Yes, this is true.
Let's just, and mind you, Aaron's favorite movie, or one of his favorite movies and his dad's, is Halloween Kills, and not even he had to say a lot of good things about this movie.
So. Yeah, I guess I can correct you and say our favorite movie is Halloween, the original. Halloween Kills is something. Okay, yeah, that's. But I mean, you got the premise of it. Yes, me and my dad did have very. We were not happy with this one, so it's okay.
It was a sad day.
My dad texted me and said, you know what? I watched it. I gave it a 5. That's literally what he told me. I was really sad, and I was going in with the intention of, fuck, this is going to suck.
Damn.
And yeah, it wasn't that great.
It was a sad day in the Aaron residence.
It was a very sad day.
Do you want to give us your address?
No, I'd rather not. California, there you go. There's my address. That's part of my address.
That's so vague, though. We need specifics.
We need specifics. No. Okay, another one, I will say SoCal. Because who lives in NorCal? Ew.
Is Northern California even a thing?
Well, of course, NorCal is a thing, and SoCal is a thing, so...
Because you often hear more about SoCal and people actually saying SoCal. I've never heard anyone say NorCal.
Yeah, well, I mean, NorCal is more, I mean, of course, it's up north, Sacramento, things like that. So, but, you know, everyone that's cool lives in SoCal, I would say.
So, is Northern California like a richer part?
You know, I really don't. I think NorCal is a lot like sightseeing. I think that's like Santa Barbara. San Fran is considered NorCal, I want to say. Yeah, but I've only been in NorCal once, so.
I don't know geography, honestly, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, you should. I may be wrong, but you know what? Don't quote me.
You don't even know where you live, bitch.
You're right. So I'm a very clueless individual, so hey.
Oh, God.
Don't mind me, okay?
Are you the type of person that needs to put the GPS for places you already know how to get to?
Sometimes, yes, but okay, hold up. Let me explain why I do that, because I like to figure out if there's going to be traffic, how long it's going to take me to get to my destination, and if maps will give me a better route to go through if there's an accident, things like that. So I will double check, but if it's like a random thing, like if I'm going to drive to my parents' house or things like that, I don't check because it's not that far.
he, he does his research apparently.
I do my research prior, even when I'm gonna go to work, even though I work from home. But yeah. When I do go into the office, I will check just to make sure how long I have to stay in bed.
Honestly.
So there's honestly. That.
All righty. Well, let's get into it, everybody. Today, we're not going to be reviewing Halloween Kills, obviously. We're going to be going through and reviewing, giving our thoughts, opinions, and everything on this movie called VHS 94. So if you listen to the podcast, I've mentioned VHS, the franchise in general, on this podcast because it's one of my favorite found footage franchises. And we're just going to be going through each individual tape in this specific movie. Because, it's pretty much like the other ones. I've noticed that only, like, the title changes, mm-hmm. right? And also, I don't know if you knew, Aaron, but there is a different VHS franchise. It's not just this one. So this is, like, V/H/S, right? VHS.
Yeah.
There is a franchise called Just VHS. And it's like an older series, but it's the same concept. Did you know that?
I did not, actually. I thought VHS was just its own franchise. I thought this was...
Right.
Wait, what is it then? Because I want to... Now I'm curious.
Yeah, so I went to go look for VHS, one of the other ones, to go watch on Apple TV,
mm-hmm.
and it brought up like these other or it might have been Shudder, I forget where it was, but it brought up like everything, you know, when you search VHS,
mm-hmm.
and there's a different franchise. I never knew that, so I think I'm gonna go actually and watch those, you know, whenever I get the chance, and I'll let you know how they are.
Okay, yeah, let me know. I'm just wondering if it's just the same one. I don't know. Well, yeah, just let me know, because yeah. I'm like trying to look at it right now.
All right, so that's in the future. VHS 94 is right now. So the first scene or the first tape, I guess, you know, to finish my my thought about explaining what VHS is. It's a found footage franchise of movies, and each movie there's like about five individual tapes. That are shot like in, you know, very found footage style, and they're very creepy, uncomfortable. Just like it leaves you like wondering, like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It puts you in this weird perspective of there are these weird found footage movies that make you feel very uncomfortable and weird after watching it. Like you ask yourself, like, why did I watch that? But yet you're like. I like to watch.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be. Let's not even get into I like to watch, because that's a whole different conversation. But it leaves you like feeling just like
uneasiness.
A little bit of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like it's not politically correct at all. So
yeah,
it's like what would happen in real life. You know what I mean? Like some of this shit is like, it goes beyond like movie magic or special effects, even though it's all special effects.
Yeah.
But it's like, it makes you think like that could be very real. Like that's what would actually look like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It surpasses that movie magic feeling. Because you know it's not real in a lot of these movies, and you know you kind of just accept that. But these movies make you feel like
is it real? It's because it's a found footage technically, so it really feels like you are watching this home video type thing, and just seeing all these realistic looking stuff. It kind of like shocks your mind, thinking, "Oh, yeah. I am watching something legit." And it's real, but yeah, you know, it's a movie.
Yeah. So, I hope you, so yeah, if you guys get the chance to watch it, I say go watch it, but not right now. Listen to this first.
Yeah.
So the first tape that we have coming up is the Ratman.
Ratma.
Okay. Yeah. Ratma. Right. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's called Ratman or Ratma. I don't know.
Yeah. I actually found the title. If you want the titles, I have them.
Oh, okay, cool. So is it called Ratma?
No, it's actually called Storm Drain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I will definitely let you know the titles when, like, you're going to introduce them. And then you can, you should guess, like, what you think it's called.
Okay, perfect. All right. Like, again, she does her research. I just be talking shit.
Yeah, you do be talking shit.
All right. So the first one is called In the Storm Drains.
Storm Drain.
Or Storm Drain.
Yeah.
Storm Drain. Right. So this is basically like they're like doing a news report on a rat man, you know, half rat, half man hybrid thing that people, you know, that people are seeing in the sewers. And they interview a couple people, you know, the journalist that's doing the report, you know, she eventually goes into the sewers, right? And they discover Rat Man, and they find out that it's not just
like a folktale type thing, or like it's not like a homeless man, which I thought it was going to be.
Right. At first, they make you think that it is because one of the guys or one of the homeless people in the sewer is like, you know, all out of it.
Yes.
But, eventually, the reporter and the cameraman, they go into the sewers. They see, you know, they expose Rat Man for who he is, and he really is a half rat, half man. And I've noticed that, you know, that like tunnel that he came out of.
Yeah, like the sewer thing, like when they're putting the news reporter right in front of him.
Yes. So did you notice that there's like symbols around the sewer thing? Almost like if he was like a ritual, like,
oh yes, manifestation. Yes, yes. It's like some religion type thing. It was weird.
Oh yeah, because the guy that is like leading it, you know, like makes it seem like he's like the leader of all this.
Yeah,
which is one of the guys they had interviewed earlier that day. Makes it seem like,
yes, like it was so fucking weird, and it made me feel like if they're like in some weird cult type church thing, but in the sewers.
Yeah, and all the members are homeless people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It was crazy. Like they built like this weird society in the sewers, and they are all worshiping this one entity, which is Ratma.
Right.
Which was not, I don't even know where the hell this thing came from, because it does not explain where it came from.
Right. And that's one of my flaws with this movie. They don't do a lot of explaining.
They don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think it leaves it open for like your own imagination. That's why it does that, I think. I don't know. That's my opinion, of course. Like, kind of just to go off of base a little bit. In the Blair Witch, that found footage, they never show the witch, but it's because they want you to really imagine.
Wow, spoiler like, alert.
Well, that's not... Okay, first of all, okay.
I've never seen...
Hold
that.
On.
I've been wanting to watch the Blair Witch Project, and you just... ruined it.
Kidding. I'm sorry if you have not watched The Blair Witch and it's been out for over 20 years. Boy, you need to get it together. I didn't even spoil it. I didn't say anything. Well, I guess I kind of did.
Anyways,
it's fine. I'm sorry.
All right. So, you know how eventually at the end of the little tape, the girl survives, but she becomes part of the cult, because I guess she survived the Rat Man initiation that they did in the sewer with her.
Yes.
I don't want to sound mean, but does she kind of have like a rat face, like a very pointed face? Do you think
some of that was, you know, I understand what you mean. I guess you are being a little judgmental. But you know, like, just like those facial expressions she probably makes it look that way, and it could just be the angles and the recording of it. But yeah, I understand what you mean, because it I mean, unless they made her look that way because she's a part of them now, you know.
Well, she looked like it before she kind of joined the cult.
Maybe, you know,
that's what I meant.
And maybe that's why the rat man liked him.
She had an interesting phase. Maybe, I mean, honestly, she's probably a descendant. You know, she's like, y'all brought me my sister on accident.
Yeah, he's just like, I ain't gonna eat her.
Right, I'm like, this is my mom. What did you?
I know. For real. Yeah, that. And what do you think happened? I want to know what your thoughts are on the ending, because she literally saying, like, throws up on him and it's acid.
Right. And I mean, I, for one, love getting high on acid, but I didn't get this.
Dude.
For me, it was so, there was a lot missing, like, because, okay, so this is what we mean by, like, the initiation part, like, cult part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, at one point, Ratman is, like, drooling a bunch of what, something on her face.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's sparing her life or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Not sparing, but, like, initiating, like, is she strong enough? Is she, like... Like, I didn't understand the initiation process, you know, like, I didn't even think about this being a cult thing until you just mentioned it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was something, I didn't even think about that. But, obviously, she must have been, like, chosen to join the Ratman thing, because at the end of the tape, you know, she says, Hail Ratman.
All hail Ratman.
You know? So,
you want to know what my opinion is, I think, or what I think happens? Even though this is going to sound very, very weird, I think that Ratma and her have like a relationship type thing, and he chose her to continue his legacy or something. And maybe she threw up acid because they probably boned or whatever, and she's pregnant and something like that. You know, I don't know. My mind goes very weird into like these types of movies, and I think the absolute worst. So that's what I thought was happening. I don't think that, because it, from what I saw, it doesn't look like any of the other individuals had like some weird acid type reflux coming out of them, and the Ratma was the only one that was able to, like, you know how he spit on the crewman. He spit on his face and like he started melting and stuff. So that's exactly what happened, like with the lady, the newscast reporter. So I don't know if maybe he did something to her where they're like connected now or some shit like that. I mean, she might be having a rat baby. Who the fuck knows? It's a very weird situation.
I was going to say, I did not make that much of a reach.
Oh, you know, I'd be reaching all the time.
I'm going to assume when he like drooled on her and initiated her into the cult, she was, you know, she had the mental capacity to join the cult, but also she was like possessed, you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because remember what I said, like he, like the Ratman had to be like some kind of, not sacrifice, but like worshiping or like demon something, because of the symbols in that sewer.
So yeah.
he must have some kind of supernatural power to like possess people or to just influence them or fuck them up in some way.
You know what I mean? You know, that makes sense. Yeah. You love the supernatural. Yeah. You always be bringing up. You brought the supernatural up in Halloween Kills. So I'm just going to point that out.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be like, everything's supernatural. I literally reached.
You're over there saying that she fucked a half man, half rat.
Bruh, okay. In my defense, there's some weird fucking movies out there, okay? And I will not be surprised. Like, have you watched that? Oh my God, I forgot what it's called. It's the water movie. It's like she's blind or deaf and she like fucks the animal, the fish man guy. You know? You know what movie I'm talking about?
What's it called?
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've never watched it, but I think I've heard like stuff from it that she fucks the fish or she fucks the whatever the hell that might, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but see, there's movies like that. So that's where my imagination kind of goes. I'm just wondering, how the hell will she spit up acid? And then I thought to myself, maybe they fucked. I don't know.
Right, and now she has acid running through her
body. Her veins, yeah.
Her veins. Oh, my God. I wish I had acid.
Yeah, this tape was weird as fuck.
Yeah.
Definitely not the weirdest one also, in this one, though.
Also, why does the Ratman look like a hippo?
He did look weird. Like, it was like a concoction of, like, different animals. Like, I would definitely get why he kind of looked like a hippo. Like, why someone would think that. I don't know. They.
I feel like the only thing that saved it and made it look like a rat was the whiskers.
Yes, I would definitely agree. It was just, you know, imagine Ratma touching you. I would never. Oh God.
I fucking hate rats. I don't know how people can touch rats. I don't know how people can even own hamsters. Like, it's
well, so okay. I know someone that's owned a rat before. I don't fucking know how. Yeah. God. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird as fuck. But you know,
nothing triggers my anxiety more than touching a rat or a snake. Like the idea of touching one of those, it like that is like my anxiety is at a thousand.
I call some people rat. I call them a rat.
Why?
I don't know. I remember I went paintballing and there was like this tunnel looking thing. I was like, go in there, you rat. I don't know why. I'm so mean sometimes.
I'm like, not only are you a bully, apparently, you are also part of the Ratma crew.
I'm like, all hail Ratma, bitch.
Yeah, apparently. All right. All right, but those are my thoughts on the Ratman tape. What did you...
I would say also the flaw of that was, I don't know how the hell Ratma came. So they should have explained just a little bit. Maybe if it was like some type of folklore or if kind of like Sasquatch or something, like there's like something that's tied to it. Right. So maybe that if there was just like a little background to it, then that would have been a little better. Another thing that I didn't really like of it was the character development. It was just, I didn't really care for the characters at all. Like, I didn't care if they lived or died. It was, like, whatever. Like, they're stupid enough to go down there. I would never. And a pro, I would definitely say, was my favorite part, was when she spewed up acid on the newscaster face. And, like, it started melting and stuff. That looked super cool. But, yeah. The premise of the whole, like, story itself was... like, oh, I need to find a good story, and then this is what I stumbled upon, but yet now I'm joining them. So it was it wasn't that great of a story.
I would probably give this tape like a six out of 10.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 5. Definitely wasn't my favorite one out of the VHS 94 movie. So I definitely have two definitely stick out to me, which I really, really enjoyed. And I will go over them once they come.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right. So, just as a little, like, side note, VHS is actually pretty good at giving you enough information to kind of, like, come up with a assumption, or to tell you the background without going so into it. So I feel like that's, like, one little detail they really dropped in this movie.
Yeah.
Dropping those little hints to tell you, like, oh, okay. To kind of, like, put it all together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They missed that a lot in this movie.
Unless you have to rewatch it, it's a possibility. You know, like some movies you have to rewatch and you actually get to figure out, oh, that's what I probably missed and things like that. But like a first time around, you're just going to probably, it's like one of those movies you just watch once and that's basically it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. All right. So the next tape is, so this was like a funeral wake. What was this one called? I don't even know what this one called.
Well, what are you going to guess? What do you think it's called?
I think it's called something like zombie something.
So you were on like a good track when you said like a funeral wake. So it's actually called The Empty Wake.
The Empty Wake.
Yes. Okay. Which makes sense. All
right.
Once you tell the story.
So in this one, there's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She is pretty much hosting a wake for the deceased, and she's just pretty much there to, she works for the, what's it called,
the board, funeral home,
right? The funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just there to host it. So you know, people come, family comes, and you know, they come and go. It's like a, I don't know how to explain a wake. I've never been to a wake, but So she. She's left alone by her boss, and it's weird. I didn't know that wakes were like an overnight thing.
I didn't either. I did not know that was an overnight thing. First of all, you can miss me with that. if I'm going to attend something overnight, because fuck no.
Right. Exactly. So in this specific one, I didn't really like all the glitching in this one from the cameras. I feel like there was like too much of that in the beginning of the story where like it really wasn't needed.
They kept jumping back and forth, you mean? Right, like from camera to camera? Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I understand if they used it like as a cutaway method in some scenes, but yeah, like some of them didn't even make sense. It was just like unnecessary glitching for no reason. So
yeah, I would agree. Like those heavy transitions that were not necessary whatsoever, and it just took away from the story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as the night progresses, you know, she notices that nobody is showing up to the wake. You know, no one is coming. I think like throughout the night, she ends up calling her friend, you know, to like try to Google the person that that died, or not Google, because I don't think they had Google yet.
It was like a news she asked report. Her
the obituary in mm-hmm. the newspapers back in the day. And which, what a crazy way before the internet to find out that someone's dead. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like in the fucking newspaper. That's wild. I felt that like, so throughout the night, eventually a storm hits and somebody actually ends up showing up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Like some random guy
stranger guy. Yeah, fucking weird.
Yeah. Ends up showing up and he's like, you know, just pretty much telling her like, I'm here to like, you know, say my condolences. And, you know, she walks away from him, you know, kind of just like, you know, gives him his space. And he walks, you know, or he's like sitting in front of the casket or like the closed casket, you know, mm-hmm. where the body's at. And he just starts like saying like, you know, stuff. And it might be a prayer in a different language. I don't know. But I think that what he was doing was summoning the dead person in the casket.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I definitely agree. I thought he was doing some type of like seance, or he was repeating something to either put something inside this dead body, because he was already off like right when he came in. He was already very weird, iffy, and even you can tell like the character. I really enjoyed her character, and you know how like the previous one I didn't really care about the characters. Her character I really did like. Like I wanted her to live, you know, like I was like rooting for her. And when she notices like he's fucking weird, because I definitely would too. And when, especially like when she's trying to call her friend, like trying to like calm herself down, I felt for her. I would have been her friend calling. So she notices that the guy is very weird and there's something off about him, and he ends up leaving. So I would have been very awkward, because she calls her bosses too, and she's letting them know like no one's showing up. Like, what am I going to do? And she keeps hearing stuff as well. She keeps hearing the casket moving, and they're just letting her know that he is beat up. Like there's no way that he could be moving, that there's no way he's alive, because his head is basically like blown off, you know?
Right. He's hella dead.
Yeah, he is hella dead. There's no way that he is alive in there, you know? So all this creepy shit starts to happen, and yeah, I just get basically he comes alive.
It starts to rain.
Yes.
And
thundering. So I don't know. There's a storm. There's a storm.
I don't know if it, like a really like heavy like lightning and everything. And I don't know if you caught it, but the guy that ends up showing up, he was like, there was a cutaway of him, like prior to him actually entering
the wake. Oh yeah, like he. Yeah. So he's like in by the entry doors, right? And like I saw a shadow right there, or I saw a person that was standing there, and then. Uh-huh. He doesn't even show up yet. He shows up like a little later still. So
exactly.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. I was wondering who the hell that was. I thought it was either like an apparition or like a mm-hmm. like something. But yeah, you are right. It could be him.
So I have a theory. I felt that as soon as the storm outside started, it was a time warp. Looking back at it, I feel like she was teleported into a parallel universe.
Oh wow, that's definitely off the hinges. I've not have thought of that.
Yes, something was telling me something. Like watching it the second time, mm-hmm. I was like, this does not feel like they're still in the same timeline.
So basically like, kind of like a time Twilight Zone.
Yeah, almost, you know, like I guess you really could put like that Twilight Zone kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that as like because like the storm started out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, like I, and honestly they didn't allure to that at any point, but to me I'm like I don't feel like this is the same timeline anymore. Like, and also, who do you think the guy in the coat was?
So I have like my opinions on who that is. I think it's either the person that he probably killed him. It could be that. Maybe it really could be a family member, which I really doubt. I do not think that it was a family member though. I want to say it was a person that was.
So because she asked him. She asked him, like, are you a family member? And he didn't answer her.
You're right. I don't know if he just didn't want to give out his information because he was scared that, not scared, but he was skeptical of maybe her saying something to anyone else. Because, I mean, once she literally sees the dead body rise, I mean, I would fucking flip. I wouldn't know what to do. Thankfully, he was blind and he couldn't see. He could only hear, really. And
wait, he was blind?
Yeah, the dead guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's blind and dead.
So. Yeah, I know. Thankfully, she lives. Well, that we know of.
Yeah.
So I was happy.
Okay, so moving forward, what ends up happening is that the storm gets a little crazy. And after the guy leaves and, you know, quote unquote, says his condolences for the dead, the guy in the casket comes out and he's basically like a, you know, half head, because half of his head, like down one eye,
mm-hmm.
is like cut off.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's a zombie. Like his body language is, you know, everything, his aesthetic, everything gave very zombie vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at one point, like the lights go off in the whole morgue, the dead guy in the coffin comes alive. And like I said, he's basically a zombie. This is what we find out. It's a zombie story. So this tape is a zombie story. So the guy with the half head cut off, he starts chasing the girl and he can't see her unless she makes noise. Technically is mm-hmm. what like, we find out eventually, like his ripped off part of his head, which is in the casket, also opens its eye and it sees her and goes chasing after her and it attacks the girl and the camera like scatters and the windows explode and then that's kind of like already like towards the end of it and like the girl just like stands up after like the attack and like walks off into the window
mm-hmm. you know
and like
so that's so a tornado hits or like the storm whatever because I just read something about it. I just wanted to see what someone else's theory was. Apparently they both are dead, so the girl dies supposedly and of course the corpse dies as well, so she reawakens as a zombie possibly because she does go out like I mean it looks like she's really really hurt, so maybe that's why she's stumbling a lot, but I mean she could also be a zombie. She's too
drunk. Okay, because I was gonna ask, like, where's the zombie? Like, what happened to her? Like, she was kind of giving off, like, possessed vibes.
Yeah. So she could have just been zombified.
Like, in a zombie way.
Yeah.
Right. But I didn't know zombies could possess people.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know. See, again, this is, like, what is so weird with VHS. It could literally be anything. So.
Right.
Who the hell knows? Well,
see, I feel like in this specific movie, they're giving us, like, confused vibes, not necessarily like the vibes that were giving us prior, which was like, okay, I'm not confused, I understand what happened, but why did that just happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this movie, it's like, okay, I have a lot of questions type mm-hmm. of situation, like legit questions in the movie. Like, I don't want to be like zombie phobic, but I did not know that zombies could possess people.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I mean, it could go back to like how you were saying that it might just be like a different, like she was transported to like a Twilight Zone type thing. And maybe,
right.
Who knows? I mean, maybe there is a world where you come into contact with like a zombie, and then like if it dies, it like possesses you. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, it just left a lot of questions for me. I liked the, you know, where they were going with it, but like it just left too many questions, and I'm like, I think I would give this one like a four and a half.
You know, this is actually one of my favorites. Only because, well, let me just give you some backstory. So I do want to be like a forensic pathologist and things like that. So it was in that type of field and realm that I would like work in, I guess. So it gave me pointers to that. I also thought the atmosphere is very creepy. I wouldn't want to be in a funeral home late at night by myself with a corpse, like in a casket, no. You know? So
you would have to pay me so much money to do that.
Yeah. That would already creep me out no matter what. I would stay far away from the casket. And also knowing that there's a storm along the way, knowing that the lights go off each time, having to use a candle as light because, of course, it's 94, so there's no cell phones that you can use as a flashlight. Just like that whole atmosphere would have creeped me out. So I did like that. The only thing I didn't like, I would definitely agree with you in regards to the transitions. It was too many transitions within that video itself. They didn't really explain the zombification, I guess, or who that individual was. It's basically up to you of who it is.
Right.
And yeah, that's basically the only negatives I really had. Other than that, I did enjoy watching it. And I do like the feeling of like the uneasiness and feeling like trapped somewhere. Not that I like the feeling, it just really creeps me out. And yeah, that's why I liked it. That's why I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with these like movies, like VHS, like VHS is not about to win like, you know, the Oscar, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
They shouldn't be trying to like give like you know, it's open up for interpretation kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I need you to tell me. I need you to drop hints and tell me, you know, what's going on and what everything means.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you give it?
This one, I would definitely probably give it a 7 only because.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, it's because I kind of connected to like why, like there's reasons why I liked it. So.
Oh my God.
And there's like the creepiness of it.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next tape, it's a human experiment robot.
Yeah, weird as fuck. Gathered. So weird.
Which it was weird, but this was probably my least favorite, I'll be honest.
This would be your least favorite?
My least favorite for the okay, so I'll get into it, but to continue our game here, was it called like maybe hybrid something?
This one I just found is this called The Subject.
Oh, The Subject.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, just to, you know, explain it, I don't know where it was, like what country or whatever, like it kind of doesn't matter.
I want to say it was not Philippines, but something. I could probably find it.
An Asian country. Yeah, an Asian country somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, because everyone involved was Asian, so some Asian country.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's this guy that like is trying to figure out how to make humans, you know, and robots like humans into robots, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and create like a human
robot, a humanoid hybrid thing. Yeah.
A humanoid thing, right? And you can tell from his lab, and you know, like they do pretty good at like, you know, dropping hints of like, okay, this guy has been trying to like do this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's probably like one of the most graphic ones, definitely the most graphic ones, because it has a lot of like action in it.
Yeah,
but
most definitely. And I think they explained this one better than all of them.
They this is how they like they should have done the other ones, where mm-hmm. they drop enough hints to kind of put the pieces together and, you know, give you the picture without really wasting so much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, this one was just weird. I didn't really like it. And I think it's because I don't think it goes with the franchise, because there was too much action in this one. Like,
it was kind of like a video game.
Like, exactly. It gave me video game into like a movie vibes. You know how like Silent Hill was originally a video game?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was turned into a movie. And then in the movie, they used a lot of video game sci-fi like scenes.
No, I get you.
Yeah, like action flick, like not creepy footage type of situation. And I think this might have been the longest story too. I think this one was very long.
It kind of reminded me of? Not the like the creepy aspect of it, but have you watched Hardcore Henry?
No, what is that?
So basically same premise.
That sounds like a porn.
Yeah, it kind of does, now that I think about it. It is a porn, actually. No, Hardcore Henry is basically this, I want to say he is also like this humanoid type thing, but he has, it's just all shot in first person. So there's people chasing after him and he's killing them, things like that. So it's very bloody and gory. And it's just like this scientist trying to, yeah, it was just like weird. I didn't finish it because it wasn't that great to me, but the way it was shot, like how, like video game-esque, that's how it felt. Mm. So that's how this one felt. But I like this one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, long story short, like this doctor was experimenting on humans and, you know, have computers, you know, but
there's just, I guess, I what mean, I got from this it, aspect it was kinda, is that,
I mean, I'll be honest though, like, The first successful subject that he had, like the girl that's like turns out to be like the main character in this movie, or like in the story, like she looked cool.
She did. I felt so bad for her though, because literally her face is gone. It's literally just a camera, and
like half of her head is gone.
Yeah, I really felt for
and
her.
It's a camera.
And you know who I really liked her. And I really like the other, like, officer kid. Because he was, like, trying to save her. But his
leap,
like,
the bomb. Oh, my God, I hated him.
Yeah, okay. But I understand. He's just, like, he wants, like, the best. You know, like, he had to, like, follow these rules, but, like, didn't want to. Because he's, like, look, this is the girl that's missing. Like, we can try to save her or something. But I understand, like, that shock value of like, well, how the hell are you gonna show her of like looking like that? She's literally has like no head, it's just a camera and it's her body. Like, it's fucking weird. Well, and then like she's missing her arm as well, then she puts on a gun type thing. So I did really connect with him on like a personal level, wanting like to save her, even though it's probably like far too gone, but he still wanted it was more of like him being sweet, you know, like he wanted to be like he's human, of course. So he
did it. Quick question for you. Huh? Did it or did it not remind you of the scene in Halloween Kills where that doctor or whoever the hell was going to shoot Michael in front of all those cops outside his house? And then that cop was like, no. And like,
yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yes.
Is that not the same concept? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know how. I mean, all movies definitely tie into each other somehow. They definitely can.
Not Michael Myers. So
yeah, I just felt bad for her.
So one of the girls that was a success, the one that we're talking about, like he takes out her brain and cuts half her head open and replaces it with the machine. Mm-hmm. So therefore, my question is like, is the machine on her head keeping her alive? Because she's fully functional. Like she's moving around like, you know, any other half-human, half-robot lady, apparently. And she even learned how to use the machine gun hand that she was upgraded to.
She literally got an upgrade. It's kind of like a video game. Like, she went and found a different area and she got upgraded, you know?
She's literally an iPhone 14.
Yeah, she really is, to be honest. That's the next iPhone. It's going to be that, a humanoid. To touch on what you just said, in regards to like how she functions, you know how there's like a battery like on the bottom left corner, I want to say, And every time she gets hit or hurt, it's like her health is going down. And it gives me big video game vibes.
Yeah.
So I would agree. I would also say that every time she gets hurt or whatever, she loses health, per se. And once it reaches zero, it's dead. It's just a dead battery. So I think that's what's happening.
So does she need to be charged eventually?
I want to say maybe she might have to get charged because of the way it is.
Imagine this was like a real life situation and she goes out, falls asleep, and forgets to charge herself at night, and that bitch just never wakes up for work the next day.
I mean, hey, that might. I wonder, okay, if that happens, I wonder if you can attempt to recharge her or else she'd probably be brain dead completely. You know, it'd be weird. I guess it's just like, I think we're thinking too far into it. I think we're thinking too far into what it might be.
I mean, she should get one of those wireless charging packs.
She should, I know, just to be charged all day, every day. But she wouldn't even be able to talk. She wouldn't be able to have a conversation. I mean, unless she does like sign language, of course. So,
I feel like for me, this was definitely one of the most graphic ones. Because at one point, there is a scene where she kind of is like exploring, you know, or she's hiding from the people that are there to quote unquote save her or kill her, whoever the hell they were.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to mention. So eventually, the doctor gets caught by this like regime of guys. They kind of they seem like soldiers or like police, but they're not.
Yeah.
They kind of execute the doctor like on site.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
And so, yeah, and they kill him. But eventually, like I think he was prepared for this because he made the whole like lab or wherever he was hiding
explode.
Like a booby trap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when he was killed, like, you know, it set something off, and yeah. So they're all kind of stuck in there. But those guys, they're trying to kill, like you said, like they're trying to kill everything. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's just so inhuman. It's just so morally wrong.
Yeah.
But the girl is still able to remember herself and her life. So like she's still human to a certain extent.
Yeah, exactly. Because she sees a picture of herself and she like even touches it and she's just like, that's not who how I look anymore.
And as she's running away, she sees the, like other subjects that were tested on by the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is like this girl that's laying with like half her fucking body split open, full of like
wires,
like robotic stuff, yep. like wires and stuff. And she is being kept alive, actually. Excuse me. She is being kept alive by like some kind of like machine,
mm-hmm.
because as soon as like her organs and everything were replaced with like wires, and you know, like he was, I'm sure, trying to like experiment in different kind of ways.
Yeah.
But eventually, like the girl, like the other half robot girl,
puts her out of her misery.
Puts her out of her misery and unplugs her, and obviously mm-hmm. kills her. But if she were to plug her back in, would she be alive?
Probably. No, it looked like she really,
I
like...
I don't think so.
It looked like she burned out because she started,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, she was fucked.
Yeah, she was gone.
Yeah, she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the kill scenes, like I said, very, very graphic. Very video game-like. I think at one point they probably had to use, like, some kind of video game strategy.
But, yeah, it looked like I was shooting at people.
And by the way, this tape ends by literally everyone dying, including both robot hybrids dying and like every single person dying. Like,
yeah,
I love how the girl hybrid like died, but not from a gunshot, but because her battery died. I think that was like my favorite part of it when I realized, I'm like, oh wait, no one killed her. She just ran out of battery.
Yeah, I know, it was very odd.
But that was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. So what would you rate it?
This one, I would probably rate it...
Since it was your least favorite.
Well, even though it's my least favorite, I think it still did a better job than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rate it like a 4.5.
Oh, okay. I would probably rate this one like a 6.5. Almost a 7, okay. too. Only because I'm a sucker for like video game type movies. And especially if it's like bloody... It kind of reminded me of Doom for a second. So that's why.
All right. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. All right. And the very last tape that we have.
This was my least favorite. I would like to put that out there.
Yeah. It's the vampire. So was this one called like vampire or no, hold on.
What do you think it's called?
Subject. If the previous one was called subject, I find this one was probably called like species or beast.
It's called terror.
Terror.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so basically this one, what I didn't understand it at first. When I first watched it, I didn't understand it at all until, like, obviously the very end where they show that it was some kind of, like,
yeah,
vampire this, or some kind of fucking weird thing.
The way I was thinking of this movie, like, this specific film, put me in some weird... I was, like, all the way to the left, and then it made me go all the way to somewhere the fuck I did not even know I was gonna be. I was like, a vampire? Are you fucking kidding me? Because it starts off with, like, these patriots and these extremist group, and it is giving me... Oh, my God. I just could not... The first, like, 5 minutes was so ridiculous to me. It was so annoying.
You know why? Because it comes off comical.
Yes.
This one. I feel like this one had a very comical vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like you don't take it seriously because it comes off, you know, funny. But at one point they were shooting the vampire, or you know, shooting like the guy in his human form, but they don't give any backstory as to why they're shooting him, like what the fuck is going on. Just different people take turns shooting the guy in the head. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it until this time that they have an alarm. They shoot it every time it goes off, like a timer or something. Mm. But basically, like, they found, I don't know how they were able to capture this, like, species of like, you know, a vampire, but he looks like a human, and he comes alive every single time because it's the same guy that they show shooting.
Yeah, you know, time, for you know? The first time I was watching it, I didn't really, so this is my least favorite one, I just want to put that out there. I did not notice that it was the same guy getting shot. I thought it was someone different the whole time. I was like, they kind of look the same. But then I rewatched it and noticed that it was the same fucking person. I was like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I was like, why did...
Yeah. It made more sense to me the second time. And I definitely also noticed, like, you know how, like, it was like a... It was like they were in the snow, and like what I'm going to probably assume is like either like a, you know... Midwest,
like Wisconsin or something,
right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But the whole vibe of this tape just gave me like Roseanne sitcom vibes because of the scenery. Is that weird?
No, I understand. I like go back to like this extremist group that I'm like, oh my God, these people are fucking nuts, and they wanted so. Yet they want to, again, it kind of goes again to, you know, Halloween Kills, where it's this like mob type thinking where they all want to do something like in regards to like this one, they were going to kill the vampire, but in a building, they're going to blow up a building at the same time. So like to get their point across. So I'm like, okay, you want to do good, but yet you become the bad person. And It's like this weird, like, fine line that they try to break, and they think they're going to do something good, but then it's not going to end well whatsoever. Mm. And
yeah, to put it into context for you guys, basically it's this group of like, it's,
they're patriots. I don't know. They're called patriots.
Like the patriots or whatever they are. And they somehow captured a vampire. And they kill it every time, you know, it comes back alive. And I think their goal was to, like, either take it somewhere and show it to the public.
No, so their goal was plotting to blow up a government building and take back America. That was the whole premise. So that's why they were going to do that.
With the vampire?
Weapon?
With the vampire?
No, okay, so you know how... Well, do you want to just like disclose why it kind of blows up? So, or do you want me to disclose it?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. So apparently you would know, like, a vampire, they can't be in sun because they will die. Like, either if in certain movies, like, they just turn into ash. I mean, of course, in Twilight, they glitter, but that's something stupid. And in this one, which was very weird, apparently they blow up. So they were testing this with a bunny, and they put the vampire blood in a bunny and put him in a cage. And when the sun comes up and it hits it, it blows up. And it blows up like a big area. And you're just talking about like a little baby bunny. So thinking like a big human, like a big human, can actually probably blow up a bigger area. So they wanted to take the vampire into a government building where it will shine light through, so like it had no way to go in like shade or anything, because it will they were planning to blow it up. So they were planning to blow up the building, and I mean, that's how I heard it from. So like, they wanted to take back America, that's what they were saying.
Yeah, I did not get that at all. I didn't even understand what that scene was. I mean I saw the bunny, but I didn't even realize that they put the blood in it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
So like, when they're collecting they collect the blood and they inject it into the bunny. So that's how it blew up. But I don't know. Looking further into it, they just want to like, there's like somewhere that said like they want to purge evil from America. So it kind of gave me like 2 Day vibes, but I don't even want to go into that. So it was very like, that's why I didn't like it. Cause I was like, oh my God, this is like 2020 all. I mean, like 2020 all over again. How annoyed it was. Very. Yeah. Yes. That's why I didn't like it. I was not for the
political vibes can definitely turn some people off, but
yep.
So eventually there's a point where they all get drunk, and there's these two guys, or there's this one guy who is looking over the vampire, right? Steve. With like cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. Steve. And then one of the other guys that's holding the camera, he gets really drunk, and he's like, you know, gaslights Steve basically into going to go fuck with the vampire thing, and you know, that's where it starts fucking going downhill, because the vampire like basically ends up killing both of them. Mm-hmm. And it escapes their captivity. Like, it doesn't go out into like outside that little like shed that they were keeping him in, but the next day when everybody else wakes up hungover or whatever, they go check in on them because something's going on in the shed, and they go inside, and the vampire basically starts like chasing them and starts going after them, and they start killing them like one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And you see like this like when we say vampire, don't think like typical vampire. This thing had like a think of like Blade.
When
like their mouths open really wide.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Pennywise. You know how in the new It, how he opens up and like the teeth are around and like just like that. That's kind of what that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. So the vampire obviously ends up killing the everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think before one of them dies, they open some kind of window that exposes the sun into like the majority of the shed, and the vampire actually sets on fire and blows up.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, I think the vampire opened up the attic window. And
did he?
Yeah, because he puts the main leader in this cage type thing and then locks him in. And then the vampire just goes somewhere, and it looks like he presses something where like a sunlight comes through, and then he blows himself up, and then of course he kills the other person in his way. So, I mean, I guess he killed himself off anyway. So
while this tape does fit the theme of the movies, it didn't feel creepy. It didn't feel
creepy at all. It was very like comical, I would definitely say. Yeah. The political aspect of it definitely threw me off. I guess it would make sense during this time frame, but it was just very funny. And yeah, I don't know. This is my least favorite one. I would definitely give this like a 3. Only because I like the way the vampire looked.
I feel like the key to these movies is that they are short tapes with enough context to give a creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind comedy in horror movies when it's done right.
Yeah. But, Cabin in the Woods.
This one,
amazing.
Yeah, but it didn't do that for me. I would give this one also a 3. Yeah. I didn't really get
this video.
It was fine.
You're like Miss Ma'am. Yes, give us nothing. Mm-hmm.
That's how
she really gave us nothing. I was just sitting there watching it. I had to revisit it because I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to finish it. But I finished.
Imagine what this VHS gave me. Imagine like if Reno 911 did like a Halloween edition of like a Reno 911 mixed with Scooby-Doo vibes.
Yeah. I feel like that'd probably be better than this, to be honest.
Right. Exactly. So, in the overall of the movie, so what was going on in between tapes was there was actually a drug bust going on. So, it starts off as a drug bust, like SWAT agents go into this warehouse where they discover like all these people that like committed suicide or were killed in some kind of way.
Yeah.
But it was all a cult.
Yes.
That when they watched the tapes, I think they died or I don't know. Like, I don't, again, they don't go into much detail about it, but two of the girls that were agents end up being part of the overall like cult, which basically they collect like snuff tapes or that's what I'm assuming, you know, like.
Yeah, just disturbing, monkey, shocking tapes like that would shock the audience.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you caught it, but you know, in the last film, the guy that they tied up in the very end?
Of this?
Yeah, of the actual, yes. Yeah, so like they tied him up. Yes. So he was in the political film one. He was the one that gave them the guns and everything. So he's in the video. So they're letting him know, like, yeah. So that's what they tell him, like, you were a part of that and whatever. And then they basically, like, make him pay.
Yeah, I didn't catch that until the second time I watched it where they mentioned that. But I'm like, wait, which one was he?
Yeah, it's very confusing. The storyline, like, in itself wasn't that great.
And honestly, those two girls at the end, like, they weren't even believable SWAT agents, and they definitely believable cult members. I feel like they just need to get a new career path because I didn't believe any of their roles in this movie.
Yeah, I agree. So what would you give the whole movie? Like, what would you say?
Oh, the whole movie, I'd probably give it like a 4.5.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't rewatch it. This is one of the ones that I would skip if I were to go back and rewatch the franchise for comfort.
Yeah, I would definitely. I would probably agree. I would probably give it a 4.5, almost a 5, if that. And that's me being nice.
I feel like a huge turnoff for me was that I feel the films don't feel indie anymore.
Yeah.
Like it feels like the fourth wall was broken in this one. Like the actors were trying too hard, and you can tell they were playing a role, and it took away from like the found footage vibe where like every actor is an actor but like comes off real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah.
Those are my thoughts. What do you think?
I would think so too. I think that they put too much effort into like the found footage because whenever I watch a found footage movie, I like to feel as if I am watching like someone that did record something and it feels like I am there with them. But this one felt more like takes on takes, you know? It's like, oh, we're going to do this now. And then we're going to do this. And then we're going to do that. It didn't flow. As well as I wanted to. The only one I really did think that kind of flowed the best to me, that's why I liked it so much, was just the Empty Wake one, because that one felt more like creepy towards me. But yeah, the previous ones were definitely better than this film as a whole, for sure. And yeah, those are my thoughts as well.
Did you know that there's a spinoff of the succubus from the first film called Siren?
I did not. You should definitely tell me. You should show me and then send me the link.
I'm going to watch the... Yeah. What, it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Then I should definitely watch it.
Yeah, I think I want to go back and watch a couple of them, plus that one, plus the other VHS franchise that apparently also exists.
Yeah, I know. So, you have to update me with that because I did not know that.
Me either. Alrighty. Okay, well, that's it. I mean, do you have any other thoughts on this, Aaron?
No. I would just say, actually, yes, I do. I would say go in with an open mind, and don't go in thinking that this is going to be one of the best movies you're going to watch. It is definitely, these are the type of movies that I like to watch when I am kind of bored and I just want to snack on stuff. And that's basically it. And I watch it for the kills. I'm not going to lie. I watch to see how they're going to do all this. So also I'm a sucker for found footage movies, and that's it.
Same. Mm-hmm. I like things. I like watching shit that would be realistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Side note, for whenever I do Halloween parties, I do like an actual invitation where it's like a short little film. My previous, this year's film was actually a found footage film. So I thought it was fun.
Nice.
I know.
Cool. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Aaron, do you want to tell the people where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Aaron the Bland. You can find my podcast at Aaron the Bland Podcast. And I am on all streaming services, which is Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can just find it under Aaron the Bland. And that's where you can find me. I'm not going to tell you my Twitter because that's not going to be it.
And if you don't have Spotify or anything really, because I was noticing, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, some people don't have iPhones or they don't have any access to the
regular podcasts. Ones. Yeah, I do have like Google Pods and these other ones. There's
Google Pods and Good Pods. I found Good Pods recently, you can download the app. And basically, a lot of the podcasts that are very popular are on there. So
yeah, which is Android weird. Or whatever, I never knew that. I got an email from there, and it said that I was like in the top 10. I was like, how? How sweet? How am I on there? But yeah, I don't think I am now.
All right, guys. Well, that is all for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys want to go follow us as well on My Crunchy Podcast, I'll tag Aaron and you can go from there if you're lazy, if you don't want to do the research yourself. And that's all. And remember, as always, please don't ever trust Joe Rogan. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let me see.